I want to talk about thirst traps.
Oh.
Yeah. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo! Today is a very spooky day. It's Halloween. So happy Halloween, everybody. Joining me in the canoe today, we have Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
Hello, everyone. How you guys doing? How you doing there?
So spooktacular.
Heck yeah.
And of course, today we have a lovely and wonderful guest to help us ring in the holiday spirit of Halloween. Is Miss Chrissy Lee.
Nice. Yeah.
How's your Halloween so far?
It's great.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. This is my month to thrive and vibe and be spooky. Actually, it's a whole season.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a month or one day. Halloween is now a season.
I know. You inspired me to start early this year. Like, we went to a craft store and we were just, like, looking at all the Halloween things. And I was like, okay, I'm going to buy all of them.
And you've been doing a lot of crafting and making stuff as well.
Yeah, it's been so fun. But today, I thought it would be really fun to gather you and, of course, Cosmo to talk about a very wide topic, since this is our extra bonus episode for all of you that are watching on YouTube, or if you're listening on Apple. I want to talk about thirst traps.
Oh.
Yeah, because I've just been feeling there's a lot of talk about the cosplay community, as we all three are in it, and there's been a lot of talk about, like, thirst traps and how they're really great, and then sometimes they're really not. So I just kind of wanted to, like, leave this open for all of us to talk about if we've ever worn a thirst trappy kind of cosplay to a con, or how we feel when we see thirst traps on social media, if we feel like they add to the cosplay community, or if it's kind of, you know, not so good. I personally love thirst traps. I like to call myself, like, the queen of the cosplay thirst trap, because I think it's so fun to wear something that you feel good in, show a little bit of skin, be a little flirty, just because it's fun. It's fun to be a flirt. So I like to do it. I like to wear them at cons and to shoot stuff at my home. But, you know, I wanted both of your opinions, too.
I mean, I feel like thirst. Okay, what is your definition of a thirst trap?
Ooh, that is a very, pulls out dictionary. I feel like a thirst trap is, like, anytime you're wearing something a little bit scandy, a little bit showy, and it's you, like, acknowledging that you look good and you're kind of thirsty. It's like the riz, you know? Like, when you try to riz somebody, it's that vibe. It's the smolder. It's the, like, like, oh, are you thirsty? Look at how great I look.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as a flirtatious person myself, I totally do get that and understand that. I think it's different for everybody depending on in person, at a convention, at an event or a show versus online and social media, for sure. Yeah, like, thirst trap online to me is, like, I'm going to post a story, like a story or a video or a photo, and, like, is the trap, like, you know, it's a trap, Star Wars. It's a thirst trap.
See, I know that reference. I'm not a fake fan.
You're
anymore.
Not a fake fan. Oh, that's
I've graduated.
Woo woo. Oh my gosh, my train of thought is now gone.
No, but just to kind of bring in, like, the engagement, like the comments, or, you know, maybe, and some people like the validation and they like the comments, they like the flirting back or just the compliments themselves.
But then every once in a while, you'll get a couple people that are like, they, you know, I've posted stuff before that I felt so good and confident and attractive and sexy in. And it wasn't like I was showing a lot, but then I'd go back and I'd check my follower count, and, like, it'd be just kind of like, oh, I lost 5 people or 10 people because I posted a thirst trap, and then I felt a little weird about it, but then I'm also kind of like, well, I'll gain 10 more.
That is so weird to me that happened.
I know, you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 2 videos in red light in my little boudoir closet area, and I had just come home from an event, and I was like, oh, I look really good, I'm cute, I'm feeling myself, and, you know, I had on, like, I would just either take off something that was, like, cumbersome clothing-wise, and then I took some cute photos, and I'm like, might delete, feel really cute, you know? But then no one would give me negative comments, though.
Well, that's good.
The comments were very positive, but then I'd be like, oh, I went down, like, 5 or 10 followers. So maybe it's just a different type of demographic, because if you do think about, you look at your whole page, and I'm sure you've done this before, or you, maybe you too, Cosmo, where you got a certain amount of type of demographic because the content at the time was gaining a certain type of demographic. Yeah. Then your content pivots. And so you have a new type of demographic. And like, that's just a cycle of people unfollowing and then new followers. Or am I wrong? I don't know.
It's an age thing for me, I guess.
Okay.
As soon as I hit my 30s and 40s, I'll be like, yeah, I'll still look good. Still got this. I did a couple thirst traps on TikTok during the pandemic with my gambit and this red hood. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, I don't know how you're going to call them, thirsty people.
Yeah.
Thirsty people that like just simp over like the characters. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, sweet, I look good in them. That's the only reason why I feel comfortable dressing up as them. Mm-hmm.
Did you say sip over the characters?
Yeah.
Sip?
Yeah.
Right? Sip. Did you say sip?
Yes. Yeah, sip. S-I-M-P? Sip. Like sipping. Sip. Sipping cup.
Oh.
Yeah. They want to take.
I was just making sure I heard.
They want to make it linger. They don't want to gulp it up.
No, I love that. They're just sipping. They're like, you never heard that? I'm so thirsty.
Never heard that?
No, I've only heard of simp. Like S-I-M-P.
And then I also think because of the guys, there's a lot of men out there that have like bodies. That have like athletics. Well, you know, like they're athletic and they're cosplayers.
Yes.
So that's like, it's just a thing for men. Always constantly to be like somewhat showing skin, I guess.
Yeah.
But then if you start off one way and you have a following, it's kind of like Britney Spears.
Okay.
Or like a Disney one that goes all the way and like Christina Aguilera, for example. You go Disney. Everything's cute. This is how you start it. Everyone loves you. And then, boom, when she went to the...
Dirty.
Yep.
And just like, oh, my God, the humanity. What is she doing? So I see that in a lot of other people that I know that have huge followings and whatnot. They're like, damn, as soon as I did one thing different, everyone seemed like the numbers started to drift off and whatnot because, like, what? It's not prude. It's not anything. It's those people, those certain types of people. Like those people that don't like my eyes because they think I'm the devil.
That one guy in the comments.
That one guy.
Are you the devil?
Oh my gosh.
But it's like that. You see, there's so many of them. There's so few. But the numbers that you lost, Chrissy, those are the people who are better off. You're like, you don't need them.
Yeah.
So,
I want the people who are thirsty.
Exactly.
We want to quench the thirst.
I do have a question. You made an interesting comment, and I'd be curious about your thoughts, too.
Oh.
You said the guys who are athletic, built, in shape, have to like show their skin or their body. Like, what do you mean by that?
Not have to, but they're just that's your first introduction to them.
Okay.
It's like you don't. Okay. It's like you.
For you.
For most, a lot of people that I know.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, there's a couple cosplayers I follow. Like I would never know what they look like, dressed up all the way. Or like fully clothed,
covered up,
or like whatever. Just like if I saw them in public without their wigs, hair, makeup, and the way they contour their face, everything that they do, and that stuff, like it's what they came out with. But if they come out in the public and I ran past them, I would never notice them.
Mm-hmm.
But see, if they start posting more of those kind of pictures and stop doing the less of the stuff that they're known for, I think they will lose a lot of followers because.
Depending on where they started and when they started and the type of demographic they were getting.
Exactly.
At the
time. Yeah, it all depends on the. How you start, I guess.
I mean, I used to work, I've talked about this many a times. If you're new here, maybe you didn't know this. I have a very popular article where I talk about that I used to work for the Walt Disney World Company. I worked in entertainment. And I had the complete opposite. That, of course, there were some people that I used to work with. There were a couple attendants that were like, oh, I'm disappointed in you that you turned and went this direction. But, like, I took off as soon as I started. Like, I got discovered by Playboy. I was on the cover of a magazine pretty quickly. Moved out to LA. Met a bunch of people. And here I am now, a million followers later. For me personally, doing, like, thirstier content or content that's a little bit more, like, for the male gaze. Or for the female gaze, depending on what you like out there. It helped me grow so much. And the downside of that, unfortunately, is now when I do any singing or any like cosplay building or anything that's a little bit more serious toned, I do notice that there's a lot of people just being like, oh, just stick to taking your clothes off, which it stinks. But honestly, I can't complain. Like the fact that somebody takes the time to write something negative means that like they don't care enough in their mind that like, oh, it's going to help her algorithmically, but I'm still going to leave this negative comment. So at this point, I'm like, I'm petty. I'm like, okay, help me in the algorithm. That's fine. Leave
Moving
me a negative
in
comment.
In the shadows, one might say.
Yes.
I mean, that's a good point. The energy it takes to go in and comment on someone, you're like, thanks for helping my algorithm. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Especially on like paid sites too. When you're like, you got to pay to be on the site. Yes. And you want to, you're paid me money to talk crap.
Yep. Yeah. We wild. Love it. We yeah. love it sometimes.
Yeah. I do love, and not just a quick pivot.
Yeah.
I've met a lot of cosplayers and a lot of people in my community and our community and friends who, when like there's a certain type of character or body type that they want to be, they feel comfortable in and that they don't feel comfortable in. Like there are certain characters like I don't feel comfortable. Like I don't think I can pull off Vampirella because I don't want to show as much skin because of certain parts of my body that I'm not comfortable with. But I mean, you know, the more fit I get or the weight that I lose or whatever the case may be, I will start to feel comfortable in that. And that thus is better for me. And it keeps me motivated to stay in a better shape for certain things that I feel good in. So it's like I have goals for cosplays. I have goals for cosplays that I want a certain body type for myself, nobody else. And that keeps me motivated and keeps me thinking about like, oh, I just need to lose this 1, 2, or 3 inches around the waist here. Or, you know, I need my jawline to look a specific way to fit a certain cowl that I have. Or I really want to wear this thong with something, but I need to like do some more squats. And that kind of keeps me more body conscious for me, for myself. It's always going to be for me and myself. And I know a lot of friends who have been like, oh, losing some weight and starting to work out and get in the gym has kept me, you know, in for these certain characters into cosplay has kept me healthier. Like I do hear that a lot,
which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really good discourse to hear. Cause I feel like now we're so into like, look at Christina Aguilera. She's skinny again and it must be Ozempic. So it's refreshing to hear people.
Or like Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, it's so refreshing though to hear them like the discourse, like you had just said, them wanting to work out for their own actual health and not just for visual aesthetics. Because don't get me wrong, looking hot is great, but like I want to be 80 and still be able to do a squat and still be able to go get my mail. Like, yeah.
For me, it's mobility though. Like, because I have a hip disorder, my legs are all messed up. I have to be under a certain weight that I've always kept myself at. But I notice a 5, 10, 15, 20 pound difference on my mobility. And I just – and yes, the smaller I get, the more fit I get, I do feel more comfortable in certain cosplays and what I'm wearing, what I'm doing. But to feel better for myself and have the mobility and be able to do a squat at 80. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I feel that. The goal.
I'm at that eight or that point where I need to get back into shape because the pandemic really slowed everything down for 2 years. And it's hard to get that momentum and that energy back up.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I talked to my like friend of this one girl, she was talking to me. She's like, why don't you do like the Gambit Hellfire Club or Hellfire Gala? Or why don't you do like a sexy like Jason Todd coming out of the shower kind of thing, you know, topless kind of thing. I'm like, I'm not uncomfortable with that. It's the fact that my tattoos wouldn't. At the time, I'm like, that just doesn't fit the character. But as I realized, there are makeup and there is airbrushing that you can cover up makeup, which I've seen Chrissy do with a lot of.
Yeah.
So I suggested David Frank. You just.
I did.
You didn't even. You couldn't even tell.
He had so many tattoos.
So many. He was covered from head to toe to neck.
Completely covered.
Wow.
Yeah. And then she just comes in, she rocks it, and I can't even tell that he had tattoos.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I was like, if I can get the same kind of cream or whatever like that, maybe I'll do that over Comic-Con in the summer. Do a Hellfire Gala Gambit or even Dante without the shirt from Devil May Cry. So.
I mean, I've gotten lazy about covering my tattoos with certain costumes because it is a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
I'm not going to lie.
But just and I just didn't feel like it's right, you know?
Yeah.
Interesting. Like, my tattoos will not fit that character.
Okay.
There's some people that just wear the costumes anyway with tattoos. I'm like,
yeah. There's a huge demographic that loves tattooed people in general.
Yeah.
Even whatever the character.
Exactly.
Is. Yeah.
And I just don't think mine's was fitting that way, especially mine's is based around Spider-Man. So it's like,
okay. Yeah, I get that. I also like, I wish you all could see, like, do a huge view of this room. Cause there's like, I've got artwork on the wall where it's like Misty and she's got a thigh tatty.
Yep,
so I feel like also it's okay to like embrace your current tattoos and do it anyways. But the key word that you said that makes me be like, doesn't want to.
Yeah.
It's like what you said. You personally feel like the tattoo doesn't match the cosplay.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that's like if I did Blade.
Sure.
That'd be sick. Yeah.
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 But
there's some other characters I can think of from my romantasy books that have tattoos that are very similar to yours.
Is it from the...
It's not from Crescent City, but similar.
That's a good book, by the way.
Thorns and Roses.
You should check out Crescent City, people. Crescent City's while you're great, listening.
But yeah, I don't know what it is about the like moving, shifting tattoos and like that whole fantasy world, but it's a thing.
That one guy had them in Suicide Squad, the first one.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm a fake nerd. Uh-oh. I can't remember his name.
It's okay.
The fire, flames.
Yeah. Ugh,
flames.
Diablo.
Yes.
Diablo. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. His tattoos. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think tattoos like. Have if you get them, awesome. Show them off in your cosplay. I think it's cool personally, but I also have no tattoos, so maybe not I don't yet. Have a seat at this table yet. Oh. You did text me on
I did Friday the 13th.
Yes, and you were like, "It's tattoo time," and yep. I was at like that 50-50 mark where I was like, "Is it time?" But no, I don't think it's quite yet time. No,
it will be.
And I also wonder, like, will I want to even share this tattoo with the world?
You can find something in a hidden spot. There's a lot of celebrities that have tattoos that you wouldn't think about or know because, one, they cover them for film because they have to. Mm-hmm. And, two, they're in hidden little spots. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a friend who has the most beautiful tattoo of an ankle, like an anklet going down the foot, and it looks like she's wearing a little anklet and is so stunning and pretty. But I'm sure for certain productions, she has to cover it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's also, in itself, its own thirst trap is tattoos because, again, there is a market for everything.
There is. Honestly, especially now that there's this discourse around the term don't kink shame or like don't yuck someone's yum.
Yep.
I feel like just now more than ever, we're just like embracing people and their choices for like hair colors, piercings, tattoos, which I'm totally here for all of it. I think it's so cool.
My favorite is like these editorial spreads of these CEOs of these really big companies and they go into work every day and they have a full suit on. And then if they take their suit off, they are covered in tattoos.
That's super cool.
Yeah. And even in corporate America or people who have jobs, like temporary fun hair color is like allowed now. It's accepted. Tattoos seen are accepted. I forget. I was at a theme park or somewhere.
Oh, Target.
Where, like, Target. Target. Yeah, Target's always been that way. Target has been the most Target, like Starbucks, has been the most proactive.
Progressive.
Thank you. For things like that, because I worked for Target almost 25 years, 20 years ago, maybe. I'm not that old. and at the time, I had like a mohawk and my hair was dyed. And so I wore a wig to work, even though I worked the like all night late shift. But then I've slowly seen over like every 5 years, they're like, oh, they're letting people have tattoos. Oh, they've got colored hair. Everything is fun. Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. It is more accepted now.
I even, because at the Target I go to, they put everything in like a glass case. You have to like ring the little like, it's kind of like a doorbell in order to get them to like come over and help you.
Is that new?
Because
like, no, I just went to go get boxers. I went to go get boxers and I had to like push a button.
Yeah.
I will say it depends on the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's what I was geographically. Say.
Yeah, it is depending on the neighborhood. Because if you go to one in Beverly Hills, it's going to be way different than Van Nuys.
Honestly, I get why they do it, but it makes me not want to go shopping there. Like, it makes me really not enjoy going to Target anymore because it's like embarrassing to be like, "Hi, I need two sticks of deodorant because I sweat profusely." But personally, like when I went to Target last time, there was actually a guy who on his like Target like vest, because sometimes they wear red vests, he had like all of his Pokemon pins.
I remember that.
So I was like, oh my gosh, I want to see all of them. And then I was wearing a Pokemon hat. I don't remember which one, but we got to like a whole Pokemon
discourse. You have more than one Pokemon hat?
Wait, did he have Flair?
Flair, I was going to say.
He did have Flair. And Flair. It was so precious. Like, it was such a lovely conversation. So that's cool. Love when nerds meet nerds. But bringing it back to thirst traps, I'm curious what both of your opinions are when you are scrolling on social media and you see somebody else posting a thirst trap. Like, do you comment? Do you ignore it? Like, how do you feel when you see somebody else just, like, in there? And their, you know, their skin feeling good, like shaking it, dancing.
If it's from, it's my friends.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, hell yeah! I just use like fire signs, like fucking hearts.
Yeah.
And like just like damn, super awesome, supportive. Badass, it's like absolutely stunning, like compliment 100%. And then with strangers too, as well.
Mm-hmm. I do it with everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone I see, oh yeah, I'm like absolutely yes. The fire emoji is a favorite. With the heart eyes, I like to do the. you know, what is this? Like
the chef's kiss.
Yeah. Or the Italian.
But I'll leave a few words too. Like, you go super hot. Sometimes I'll send, well, I won't send, if it's a story.
Yeah.
I'll send, like, obviously you comment on that. It goes into their DMs. Yeah. And I'll just be like, you look fantastic. You look great. This is amazing. I just lifting people up and being supportive. Because I would want that for myself, you know?
It's good to get it back, but it's also good to give.
Yeah.
Like, give those compliments. I like to do the wow face. Like,
yes,
wow.
You do that.
Shock Pikachu.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, Pika Pig.
Every once in a while, I'll share something, too. Like, ooh. I'll share friends. Like, I'm like, doesn't she look badass? Yep. Or isn't he so, like, amazing? Look how, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Depending on my mood.
If
I'm in, like, a spicy mood, then I, like, maybe I'll do it. But I don't, But I try to keep, because my demographic is all over the place, I try to keep it, like, fun cosplay building stuff, making things, and then me on set doing makeup and working on things.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, a couple selfies or lifestyle. Or I'm still trying to figure out what people want to see. I know people love my pinup stuff, and I do miss my pinup stuff. So I should go back to my pinup stuff. But it just depends.
I've been on a spicy run.
Yeah.
Spicy. Been feeling spicy lately.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's nice. It feels good.
Yeah. I mean, I unleashed the spice at WonderCon this year.
Oh,
yeah. So, like, unnecessary. Like, I don't know why I went full vamp at WonderCon. Because WonderCon, for those of you that don't, like, attend LA conventions, WonderCon is, like, people love it because it's not huge. It's not San Diego. Mm-hmm. It's not LACC. It's, like, pretty chill.
It's intimate.
Yeah.
It used to be a little, I want to say bigger, but it was up in the Bay Area before.
Mm, okay.
And it's the same makers of San Diego Comic-Con. So it's like, it's like San Diego light, but it's easier to get tickets for. It's easier to find a hotel for. It's easier to go to and not feel overwhelmed.
And it's not all over the place like San Diego is. It's like downtown's covered
there's
of
nothing
that.
To, well, there's, you have the two hotels right in front of the Anaheim Convention
That's perfect.
Center. Yeah. There's not the gas lamp.
No, it's not
no,
the gas lamp.
Love.
We love the gas lamp.
Yes.
But she can get a little overwhelming.
She can.
Oh, and not for me.
Overwhelming and pricey because, you know, the prices go up.
Yeah,
the
price gouge and they make everything more expensive. And
but, you know, you got Disneyland right next door.
Yeah.
You've got the two hotels, which you have. There is a demographic of who's at what hotel, the after parties.
Yeah.
There's like the people in the industry on one side, which is usually the Hilton, or just like seen to be seen industry.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, the homies.
Oh,
everyone's chilled over at the Marriott. That's how I feel.
I mean, as far as thirsty goes at WonderCon, though, I feel like it's still family-friendly oriented. And a lot of, like, our friends who are having kids now still go and bring their kids.
Yeah.
But they're also doing either some, you know, Disney princess stuff and then, like, I don't know, some Vampirella and stuff. Like, you can get away with spicy and, like, sexy there. You can also just be modest and like demure, mindful.
I say anything goes there.
Well, I felt very like, I felt like I kind of ran the show because I was the only one wearing like dental floss as an outfit, which I was cool with. I knew what I was getting into, and it was raining outside.
That's right.
So literally I was like the only one wearing literally like a rubber band as a cosplay, but that was the choice I made. I committed to the bit. I decided to wear this. Will I do it again for WonderCon? Probably not. I did have a cape, though, so my behind was covered.
DragonCon.
DragonCon, I want
to. Spicy.
Yep. DragonCon is a great place for spicy.
Yeah.
And this year,
very adult.
This year, walking around DragonCon, I realize if I go next year, I'm not bringing like a regular cosplay. I'm going to do something that's easy to pack, but also like you got to stop and think like, where is that from? I know that's from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Something really simple and easy and cheesy. And then bada bing, somebody will get it, you know?
Yeah.
And then sexy too at the same time.
I was definitely disappointed that on Saturday I didn't bring Vampirella with me because I learned that Dragon Con on Saturday is so packed that no matter what you wear, you're going to be bumping into people, hitting them.
Yeah.
People aren't really like cosplay looking on Saturday.
No.
So for next year, I definitely want to bring like either Vampirella or something of this caliber where it's like a small outfit that I can't hurt anybody with.
Yep. No armor.
Maybe, yeah, no armor. Bring like a shawl or something over.
Yep. I mean, Jackie and I did, we were Dommy, Mommy, Velma, and Daphne.
You guys look
And like,
badass.
Those were showstoppers and yes. very so interactive. Good. And it was really fun. We were giving away Scooby snacks.
And you guys and were we easy to spot.
Yeah. And it wasn't like a giant impressive thing that I felt most cons you want to do on a Friday or Saturday at, right. like San Diego.
Exactly.
Like Dragon Con, you can bring your A game or your like closet cosplay dumb game that everyone loves the bit, the joke, the yeah. whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I think that is a good con for less is more. Like Vampirella yeah. would pack down so small.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Like
I do think though, for those of you that do actually cosplay and don't buy a lot of their stuff off Amazon, I don't know that Dragon Con is a good one for Amazon stuff or like cheaper cosplays. If you're somebody like me who likes attention, maybe don't bring the Amazon outfits because like the first year I went, that's all I brought. And I felt very like, oh. Got it. So, like, bring, you got to find the happy medium.
Yeah.
Bring, like, not quite the Amazon things, but maybe, like, comedy costumes. Like, I brought my inflatable Kirby. That was a huge
yeah.
hit.
That was dope. I would do next year just a casual, like, a casual Star Wars character.
Ooh.
Like a smuggler.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
oh,
a
yeah.
sexy one. Just, like, doesn't sure. need much. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really need much at all. Especially with my outfits, my wardrobe. And then, like, yeah, like a casual going out. X-Men or DC character, you know, bound, if you will.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that for as far as thirsty goes, though, there are different cons for different types of
exactly.
I agree.
Costumes, yeah, for sure.
I am curious between both of you, like, what is your most favorite convention that you've attended? Doesn't have to be, like, year-wise, but, like, what is the one that you look forward to each year?
I know Chrissy's.
Ooh, okay. Ooh,
yeah.
Do you?
It's got to be Dragon Con.
It is Dragon Con.
It's Dragon Aww. Con.
Yeah.
Dragon Con, yeah. Wasteland.
Wasteland weekend is my favorite event off the grid, like vacation yeah. in the desert.
Yeah.
And like there's definitely a lot of sexy, thirsty stuff there for sure, depending. But it's not.
Because people don't bring kids to that, right?
That's not. Yeah, you have to be 21 and over.
21 and up.
Yeah.
yeah.
Dragon Con, because anything and everything goes,
mm-hmm.
I can bring something very impressive. Like we did our evolutions this year. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I turned
on. Yeah. I was like, oh, it's the whole year. It's been nonstop.
Trust me.
And it was awesome to be like, oh, we made this. It was beautiful. It was great. Everything was all hand done. It was very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's like my Mick costumes, you know, vinyl Velma that I like accessorized to hell and made amazing and sexy and fun
mm-hmm.
and packed very lightly, very small, and didn't have to like, and I don't know if I've ever bought an Amazon per se cosplay mm-hmm. there mm-hmm. or costume rather.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just everything every year is like a different adventure for Dragon Con. And I've been going 10 years and I like love it so much. I don't know. San Diego used to be the big, here's my giant cosplay groups
yeah.
of like 10 or more impressive builds we wanted to get on. We wanted to get the press.
I've never
we
been wanted, part of a group.
Huh?
Never done a group.
I love cosplaying with people. I don't like being by myself.
Are great, but also terrible at the same time.
They're terrible, but it's like...
Because you're tethered to everybody,
yeah.
and all it takes is two people to run late, to have a costume malfunction, and then you're spending your day waiting for them.
That's why I like to go to the movies by myself.
That annoys
me. Because I don't have to
me.
Wait for anybody, and there's nobody talking next to me.
That too.
I mean, pre-pandemic, I was... Sorry, I ran a very tight ship mm-hmm. with my groups.
Yeah.
So there was no, like... Late, there was nothing.
Your Snow White one was the bomb.
My what?
Your Snow White one, Seven Dwarves.
Oh, that was WonderCon.
Yeah, that was dope. You were on a tight ship.
Yeah,
the sexy snow, and I was the sexy old hag.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah. That
with
was hot.
The apple pie. And we had like the buff Seven Dwarves.
Yeah,
yes.
We had like the yeah, and Joanna was like the gem cart with the gems and the crystals.
I remember that. Yes,
yes.
So cute, so ridiculous. But yeah, everything has changed though. Like I got way more relaxed and just was like, you know, I don't care. Whatever. We're going to phone this one in. Why am I stressing so bad? And I kind of want to get back to running a tighter ship for next year.
But Cosmo, what was your favorite?
Yeah.
For con wise, I would say WonderCon because it's.
Aww. I feel like it's always been your
it's
favorite.
The homies.
The homies.
It's the homies. And it's like, I don't know. It's not big. It's not overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
I love Dragon Con. Now, can I, there's a company I work for that they fly me out. That's the only reason why I would go. I would pay my own way to get up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hotel, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I'm blessed to have the opportunity to go. So mm-hmm. I'm grateful for it all the time, but it's not always guaranteed every year. Yeah. So I can't say Dragon Con.
Gotcha. Interesting.
because Dragon Con is fun, but
what
it can get a little.
If you took that factor out, though,
if I took the factor out, that's a lot of money that I would invest
into.
That
was no object.
And money was no object.
Don't even think about that. Of all your experiences of going to cons, what is your favorite? Without the concept of I have to pay for myself, you know, just take that out. Yeah, your joy. Where's your joy lie?
Oh, that's a good question.
That is a good question. I look at my joy.
Don't limit yourself.
Don't limit yourself. You got to be realistic with things.
Yeah, I know. I do think cost is important too, though. I totally understand what you're saying. But I am curious if in a pretend imaginary world, cons were free for some
cons
reason.
Were free.
Yeah.
And anybody can go.
I like these three cons for these three main reasons.
Okay.
WonderCon because it's chill and relaxed. Mm-hmm. It's cool. It's calm. It's collective. I see my friends. Bada bing, if they're not going to Scum of Villainy. San Diego, because it's a great networking tool. Yeah. This year, I networked like a mother.
Amazing.
All right? It was great. Mm-hmm. All right? And I love that. I love LACC because it's kind of like, this is my con where I'm not Cosmo, but I'm Cosmo from the Cosmo Show. If that makes any sense?
Yeah, of course.
Like I'm a guest for BYO Lightsabers. Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to have a spot there. Like, my booth is going to be there, and I'm going to have things and meet and greets and stuff like that. So I'm like, this is my con. Just like Game-A-Con. That was great, but that was hot and far out.
So you like the local ones.
I like the local ones. But dude, the Dragon Con was just like, let loose and have fun. Don't take it seriously. Just have fun.
Yep.
And meet new people. I love meeting new people.
Now, I do want to bring attention to a topic that I've seen circulating on TikTok on my FYP. I don't know if you both have seen this, but there's a lot of people talking about how thirst traps are kind of, in their opinion, from what they said, allegedly, they feel like it's ruining the cosplay community because photographers and people are more inclined to take photos of girls who are dressed in rubber bands like me. And I kind of want to piggyback off this thought because I don't think it's ruining the community, but I also do agree that when I wear less, I get way more attention. Yeah. I had Jedi Dude Jay build me a full body armor of Samus from the Dread game that came out.
Sexy.
Yeah. She's beautiful. Yeah. She's beautiful. Like, oh, loved
he
it.
Did a
obsessed
great job.
With it. But the thing is, I didn't get nearly as much photos, attention, people talking to me about it as I did with Vampirella. When I go through, like, how many people talk to me, take photos of me, like, ask me for information, it's strange that even when I would take the helmet off and I would have the wig and the makeup and I would still be a pretty girl in cosplay, it never even came close to how popular, like, Articuno was or how popular Velma was or how popular Vamp is. And it totally changed the dynamic of my con experience. And I'm curious, do you both agree that, like, people wearing thirstier cosplays are, like, ruining the community? Or do you feel like that's, like, a mind frame thing?
I'm going to say something that is a tale as old as time. And it's just two words.
Beauty and the Beast.
Sells.
Sex sells.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It does.
And, like, I will tell, as a senior of cosplay the last, like, 15 years.
You're a senior? You're a senior?
Not as long as, like, a chunk of my friends have been cosplaying. But, like, when you wear something big that covers a lot, that is impressive, sometimes people don't care unless it's really big. Mm-hmm. Like a big foam thing.
If it's Master Chief, if you're, like...
That's a no. I mean...
At WonderCon, that one guy.
Yes, things have shifted, but when I... And I'm going to speak on my own experience.
Go for it.
But, like, when I... And, like, I have friends that are photographers, and they shoot, and they shoot, and they shoot. And I do notice, doesn't matter how close to this person I am or not, I do find that if I'm wearing something that's not very figure-flattering, very cute, shows a little bit, is maybe a little thirsty, a little sexy, is appealing and attractive, sometimes it's a little bit more work for me to go out of, you know, to be like, take a photo of me than if I were just to show up with, like, the Velma. Again, that whole thing was...
That
amazing.
Blew up.
We got so much attention for that. And it was with Jackie, who's very attractive, very beautiful. And she had, like, she was barely anything on.
I'm like, here's my stickers.
How do I, you know.
My stepsister's hot.
Oh, no. But, yeah, so, like, I do find when I am fully covered up, like, I can be in my full rogue suit or Catwoman.
Yeah.
And if I don't show cleavage and look like, you know, I'm going to bust out or I'm super sexy or showing more – I'm not getting that same amount of attention. And it's so interesting to me because it's, and then that makes me be like, oh, well, I'm doing this for me. I do feel really good. And I like the attention I'm getting because I feel pretty proud of myself of and course. I'm working for it. Do I just do more of that? And then like, I'm fine with doing more of it. I don't feel the pressure like, well, I have to, otherwise I'm not going to get any like photos or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I do, there is a little bit of like discouragement of like, oh, I shouldn't build this whole crazy thing and make it from scratch unless it's sexy.
Right.
Because I want people to see my work and I want the photos and I want the photos for myself so I can post those on social media and I can put those in a portfolio or do whatever or look back when I'm 80 and be like, God, I was hot. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
what I do. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I need to like, I have this body for so long before she gonna fall apart. So I'm like, I want to have those memories and, mm-hmm. But I also want to like learn the new skills and build. I haven't done anything foam armor wise for myself in a very long time.
Get ready.
It's coming.
I've noticed with all the other cosplayers I've done, mm-hmm. from Dante from Devil May Cry to Mandalorian to Red Hood, none of them has gotten, and I can't say because of the hype of X-Men 97, but I get more pictures and more pictures with and Gambit.
Yep.
Than anything. Can't and then more it. Women come up to me, can I get a picture with you? Can I get a picture with you? And guys too. So I was like, mm-hmm. okay. It's not bad. It could be the hype because it's the thing. But I noticed that before Deadpool and Wolverine and before X-Men 97.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Oh, if you haven't watched by now, it's actually October 1st. It's streaming on Disney+. So there you go.
Heck yeah. There we go.
But yeah.
No, you're right. You're right.
It all depends. For guys, I don't know. It's like I haven't worn anything sexy, so.
I mean, it's like people who cosplay Deadpool. Like, unless there's like 20 or 30 of you, just like an army of Deadpools at a con.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, no one really cares.
But I feel like it's like also a height requirement, a size, body type. Oh, gosh.
Yes, there is.
Body type. Like, if you were Master Chief and you're in like short, it's not going to be great. But if you're like 6 feet, like 6'7", and you're wearing a badass, full on Master Chief's outfit, people want to take pictures. Like the Juggernaut guy.
Yeah.
And the Rhino. It's huge. It's big.
I mean, unfortunately, I hate to say this word. I don't like this word. It's an ugly word, but fat phobia is real. And people don't want to take photos of, and it's not just fat phobia. It's like people of color, ethnic people, marginalized people. Like it's a horrible subject, but it should be brought to light. We should discuss it.
It needs to be talked about. Yeah.
We need to talk about it.
We should do that.
And photographers, and we are right now.
No, I know, but like a huge, giant panel.
We could, definitely. There's a lot of things we can do progressively. Yeah, the problem is
that people don't. The people that need to learn this topic and educate themselves aren't going to the panels.
Yeah,
no.
Like you have, if you're gonna take photos of a bunch of white women and or very light skin or white passing folks in their cosplays, dedicate the time to take the same amount of photos to people of color, LGBTQ plus people,
yes,
trans people. You know, plus size, curvier people, whatever. Like, it's not hard.
Everyone's hot.
Yeah.
Everyone's hot.
Yeah.
And some people make impressive, beautiful, amazing bills and costumes. They deserve the same recognition and same attention as, like, you know, anybody in a little Vampirella costume. But, you know.
Yeah. I 100% agree that that is a conversation that we do need to, like, maybe we do a full episode on at some point, or I don't know. I don't know if I feel like I could be a good spokesperson for this topic.
We'll just bring somebody on.
I'm down to do another panel on the Cosmo Show.
There you go. I feel
instead of just like African American, just do like all the mixed different races and whatnot. And
Cosmo, where do we find that video? That was amazing. That episode you guys.
That episode's at the Cosmo Show.
Yeah. Right? What was it titled? Do you remember?
Was it Black Knights?
Because
it was
POC of the POC Knights of the Rain of the Round Table.
Yeah,
it was so many episodes.
Well, it was during Black History Month, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was a very important panel.
And some of those people really want to do it again, and I would really like to mix it up with race and everything, all the colors of the rainbow.
Yeah,
that'd be in one, awesome. And then ask questions and address them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But I do have a special treat for everybody who is listening or watching on YouTube. We are doing a free Patreon episode. So please come join us on Patreon. Even if you don't have money to give, we're doing a Halloween special for you on Patreon. It's probably live right now. Go sign up. Costs $0 a month. Come hang out with us where we're going to continue the conversation. We're going to keep drinking our little drinky drinks. So the conversation's probably going to derail. But make sure you are subscribed to Delulu Canoe. Be sure to leave us 5 stars. Happy Halloween. Please stay safe out there. Do not drink and drive. Call yourself an Uber. The money is not that expensive. get your life home, get your life to bed.
Money comes and goes, but life is only once.
Thank you.
Check your candy.
Check your candy. Yeah. No razor blades. Stay safe.
Razor blades in the apple.
Do that?
No.
Like, that was such it's a fake thing.
No, that was once. It happened once in London a long time ago. But that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that's a whole other episode.
But anyways, happy Halloween. Be safe. We love and appreciate you so much. Happy Halloween. Subscribe, and we hope you stay to Lulu so all your dreams will come true, Lulu. Goodbye.